Great to have you on our show today. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Can you tell us, in a nutshell, what the essence of your talk is about?
I will be talking about some of the stories that I've covered over the years and really how those stories, the people that I've met around the world, have shaped my worldview and my perspective. I'll also be talking about the story I was working on along the Chinese-North Korean border in March of 2009 when I was arrested and then detained in North Korea for nearly 5 months.
When you were in North Korea, was there a sense of desperation? Did you and your colleague fear that you wouldn't be released?
Every second of every day, I wondered and worried about our fate. I feared that I would never see my family again. I began to prepare myself to be sent to a labor camp. It became a political game. And so I was hoping that things would work out for our return, but it was just such an unpredictable country that I just didn't know.
It must have been really hard, presumably not being able to speak the language or not really having much of a sense of what was going on. How did you and your colleague stay sane during that time?
Well, we were held separately, so our experiences were different. I think that I grew as time went on and I kind of developed a sort of inner strength that I didn't have, certainly, when I was first detained. But I tried to maintain hope throughout, and I tried to just focus on the fact that I knew that my family was working very hard and wouldn't stop working.
What was it like when you found out that President Clinton was going to be able to release you and that you were going to see your family again?
It was pretty unbelievable, and it's hard to describe in words. I mean, really, it was kind of like this out-of-body experience and this state of disbelief, really. To this day, I still I'm kind of in disbelief that that's how it all happened and how we were released.
Can you talk a little bit about that experience and how it has changed you as a journalist?
Being held in North Korea has changed my entire perspective on life. I still believe that we have to tell these stories that are going untold around the world. During the time I was working on a story about the trafficking of North Korean women across the border from North Korea into China. And I believe that there is a need now more so than ever for this kind of journalism. Personally, I have a family now. I have a 3-year-old girl and a 2-month-old baby boy. And so for me, I'm staying a little bit closer to home.
Are you making it your goal at the moment to try to improve human rights for journalists who are working in dangerous places? And do you think that that is an achievable thing to do?
I think that I was very lucky to have worked for a network that was co-owned by Vice President Al Gore. My sister was also a journalist who had a lot of contacts in the industry. And so we were very fortunate. There are so many journalists being held in different countries around the world who don't have the same connections that we did. And their stories aren't being heard. And it's really a travesty.
Has your experience in North Korea put you off journalism or traveling to dangerous places?
Let's just say that the first country I visited after I returned home was about a year after I returned, and it was to the mean streets of Toronto. So I am a little bit more apprehensive about traveling abroad. I still feel very passionate about it and get the itch to report on international stories. But I would be lying if I said I didn't have a little bit of apprehension.
What are the main points that you want people listening to your talk to take away?
I hope that people value the freedoms and the liberties that we have. People that I've met over the years have risked their lives for freedom around the world. And we here sometimes take our liberties for granted. I know that I did and sometimes continue to this day. And I think it's just important for us to remember how precious our freedom is.
Thank you very much, Laura, for joining us.
Thank you.